Station, here's Mail Call, one big package of fun and music, delivered to you by the stars you want to hear, in answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And now all hands prepare for action, and there'll be plenty of guests out aboard the Good Ship Mail Call, because we have a galaxy of stars gathered here to give you the tops in entertainment. And here to skipper us
through the waters of business and fun is your four-star captain, beautiful Captain Down.
Thank you, and hello, everybody, everywhere. Welcome aboard. It's time for you to set aside your thoughts and paint papers, cheer up and work of all sorts, and get ready for 30 minutes of holiday routine. Our ship is bustling with activity as our stars make ready to take the wheel. And who to top things off is a guy that goes wonders for the star. That great star is Hey Star.
Thank you. like to talk first. What are you going to do? Suppose you can't be there. Some of your lips are like cherries.
The roses are berries.
What you gonna do?
Suppose he had his berries that he's sweeter and cream, and he's gonna have creamer days.
What you gonna do when he talks that way?
You're wrong.
I miss the girl who can't say no. I can't seem to say it at all. I hate to see your point of goal.
Velveteen said,
then I think of that old golden rule, and do for him what he would do for me. I gave it to Sir Romeo in a sombrero and cap. As soon as I sit on the lap, something inside of me
produces a great musical genius. The 19th century gave forth the matchless European violin virtuoso in style. But we in the 20th century are more fortunate, for we have been gifted with a number of musical geniuses whose names will live forever. There's Jascha Heifetz, the incredibly nimble-fingered violinist. Gregor Piatigorsky, the eminently successful cellist. I knew I'd get it. You've heard of Tchaikovsky, Berkeley, Rimsky-Korsakov.
Bob, that sounds like the Notre Dame football game.
None other than Chico Marx.
Hey, Dave, I'd like to play something, but we got someone going to help me a little bit. What do you got?
I've got a nice violin player. Louis.
Louis? Oh, where's the Louis? Hello.
How do you do, Lou? You know Gypsy Love songs? You know the chorus, eh? In the mic, no.
I know the chorus, Eagle.
Well, if I play the verse, maybe you could follow, eh?
Will you play the verse and I'll noodle?
You want to noodle around?
I'll noodle.
What do you mean by noodling?
Well, I don't know how to explain it.
That's fine. You noodle on that and I'll You noodle on that thing and I'll macaroni on the show.
Thank you. too much.
That's very good, though. Now we try the chorus. But the chorus we're going to play pianissimo. You know pianissimo, eh? You don't know what pianissimo is? How long have you studied music? 15. You know, 2 more years, you could have been a plumber. 15 years. All right, I tell you, what do? We make it very simple. We play at Allegro Pizzicato. You know Allegro Pizzicato. You know any of the Pizzicatos? You must have been with Spike Jones or something. All right, do you know what pistachio is?
Pistachio, I know.
That's oh, well, we play pistachio.
Many of you men overseas have tuned in your radio to hear the thrilling dramas on suspense. One of the highlights in the series has been the unforgettable performance of Agnes Moorehead in Sorry, Wrong Number. Here at home, the response of both critics and public was so enthusiastic that Miss Moorehead was called upon to repeat the playlist several times. On each occasion, she gave a stirring, vivid portrayal as a neurotic woman who hears a murder being plotted over cross telephone wires and finally learns that the intended victim of the murder is herself. This Moorehead characterization is truly an incomparable study in terror. Tonight we hope to bring you this great radio drama, Sorry, Wrong Number. Miss Agnes Moorehead, unfortunately, was unable to be with us. So we secured the services of another personality with the same dynamic appeal. None other than Jack Benny. I'll take you to Mr. Benny's home in Beverly Hills, where we find Jack sitting anxiously by the telephone waiting. Nerves shattered. Another victim of suspense.
Yes,
busy, busy, busy. It can't be busy all this time. Operator, operator. Quiet, Polly. Operator, operator.
I'm sorry, that line is busy.
Listen, operator, I've been trying to get that number for the last 20 minutes. It's a big advertising agency. They have a switchboard.
I'm sorry, the line is busy.
Oh, busy. I've been reading that number since 25 after 11. Do you know what time it is now?
For the correct time, dial Ulrich at 900.
Operator, I know what time it is. It's a quarter to 12. Molly, quiet. Listen, operator. I'm a subscriber. I pay my bills every month, and since I've been on this phone, I've had nothing but trouble.
Trouble? One moment, please. I will connect you.
Repair department.
That's not my trouble. What do I have to do to get Hillside 7593?
Just call the operator.
Oh, my goodness. Why can't I? Operator. Operator.
Number, please.
Look, operator. I want Hillside 7593.
You may dial that number correct.
I did dial the number. I keep getting a busy signal. That's what I've been trying to tell you. Look, operator, I'm dead. I have a radio program. My option comes up at 12 o'clock tonight. If I don't hear from my sponsor, Mr. Jones, in 15 minutes, I'll be out of a job. He's the advertising manager. I'm trying to get him on the phone, and I can't get the number.
I will connect you with information.
Operator, don't you understand? I don't want information. All... Look, I don't want... I want Sevenside Hill, 593. I mean Hillside, 7593.
You may dial that number direct.
I try to direct. Indirect, you spell backwards. Now, what do I have to do to get Hillside 7593?
You may
dial that number direct. Driving me mad. It's getting later. Polly, quiet. The time is 10 minutes to 12 now. Your watch is closed. Well, I'll try. Whoop! There it is. It's my sponsor. He called me. He's calling me. Hello? Hello?
Mr. Benny?
Yes, yes, yes.
It's 50 words or less, isn't it?
The contest is over. Fine time to ask about my contest. If my sponsor doesn't call me pretty soon, I'll go nuts. I still have 8 minutes. I got to reach Mr. Jones by 12 o'clock. Polly, quiet. Here's a cracker. And eat it slowly. It might be your last. Well, I'll try that number again. Oh, it's still busy. I know it's there. I'm sure there must be something wrong with it.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Is that you, Mr. Jones?
Mr. Jones, that's my sponsor. Mr. Jones, this is me, Jack Benny.
Hello, George?
They can't hear me. The wire's Mr. Cord.
Yes, George. I've thought the matter over thoroughly, and I've decided to let him go.
I see. Well, it's quite a shock to him. He's been with us a long time.
Well, George, he's dead coming. His work has fallen off so badly, it isn't funny anymore.
Right! Talking about me. Mr. Jones, operate.
Well, Mr. Jones, don't you think you ought to warn him and give him another chance? It might be difficult to replace him.
That's right. Tell him, George. Tell him. Nice boy, George. Nice boy. Tell him.
No, no, George. I've made up my mind. I think we should look for a younger man.
Younger? Why, I'm only 37. 74 yet, dope. Can't you count?
So you don't think warning him would do any good, eh, Mr. Jones?
No, no, he's had his chance.
Mr. Jones, please, don't get a small idea. Warn him. Give me another chance. I might be just a little late.
All right, Mr. Jones, I'll let him cut off.
Operator! Operator! Operator!
Number three.
Operator, I want your side, 7953. Will you please get a chance?
You may dial that number to rest.
But I've been driving all morning. My fingers are so swollen, they don't fit into the hole. Minutes ago. I can only talk to Mr. Jones. If I could just plead with him. Beg with him. Beg him like I did last year. Maybe I could talk him into giving me another...
Father, that line is busy.
Busy, busy, busy. What am I going to do? I got to think fast. Polly, shut up! This is serious. You may have to go to work. 4 minutes to 12. Wait a minute, I know. I'll call my agent. That's it, my agent. Why am I paying him 9%? I'll try and get him. That might be Mr. Jones. Oh, hello?
Hello, is that you, Edna?
Edna?
This is Johnny McGuire. I just got back from the South Pacific. I haven't seen a woman in 3 years. You're the first one I called.
Look, you must have the wrong number.
Oh, don't give me that, Edna. I recognize your voice right away. Edna. If you and me step out tonight, I'll buy you a nice big dinner.
Look, I'm telling you, you have the wrong dinner. No, what am I thinking of? He'd only want to... I'm sorry, you had the wrong number. I wish I wasn't. At least then I'd know him. Oh, my goodness, only 12. No time to call my agent now. I gotta get Mr. Jones. Maybe he hasn't signed anybody else yet. I'll tell him I'll do anything he asks. And I'll let him cut my salary. This year I'll forget it myself. So I'm clear, it's not busy. I still have time.
Mrs.
Hillside, 7592. Get Mrs. Jones quick. Get that.
Mrs. Jones is busy on another line. Would you call down?
No. I'll hold on. Oh, Mrs. Jones. You haven't got much time. Hello? Hello? Is that you, Mr. Jones?
Oh, it's you,
Polly. Shut your big mouth.
Hello? What's that?
Mr. Jones. I wasn't talking to you, Mr. Jones. It wasn't your big mouth. It was my parrot. This is Jack Benny.
Oh, well, Jack, I'm glad you called. I want to tell
Mr. Jones, please, before you say anything, listen. Keep out of this. I know I've been out of here a long time, but I'm not too. Honest, I'm not. There's still a few good years left in me. I want you to have.
But, Jack.
L-A-S-M-F-T. L-A-S-M-F-T.
But, Jack.
I know I've been sick, so everybody was sick. I mean, everybody was sick, Mr. Jones. You always do the right thing. You're wise, smart, intelligent, kind. That's it, kind. So, you're too kind to cast me aside like an old shoe. Another chance. Please, please, Mr. Jones. Don't drop my option.
Why, Jack, what are you crying about? There's no intention of letting you go.
Out of it, Mr. Jones. You're only getting... What? You mean you're going to pick up my option?
Why, certainly. I've been trying to call you all morning. Your phone's been busy.
My phone? Busy? Oh.
Tell me, Jack, whatever gave you the idea we wouldn't pick up your offer?
Well, Mr. Jones, I called you a few minutes ago, and the wires got crossed. I heard you talking to a man named George.
George? Oh, yes, he's my office manager.
Well, I overheard you telling him to let somebody go. You wanted a younger man.
Oh, I remember, certainly. I discharged him this morning. It was the janitor.
The janitor?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, Mr. Janitor. Well, the joke's certainly on me. Well, Mr. Jones, if the man wasn't doing his work, what else could you do? It's not your fault for managing this. There's no place for sentiment in business, Mr. Jones. That's what I like about you, Mr. Jones. You don't let your heart rule your head. That janitor got what was coming to him. I don't believe in a man whining and trying to hang on to a job when he's not wanted. I agree with you. If a man pays to deliver, let him go. Get rid of him, I say. Fire him.
Thank you, Agnes Moorhead.
Hi, sir.
Yes, sir. And your cast is splendid performance.
And thank you again, Robert Young, for a swell job of emceeing while I was down below having a cup of joe. Right now, I think it's time for another song from Celeste Holmes. How about it, Celeste?
Okay. What's the use of wondering, or is it you and he's busting out all over? Play something, Major. Are you talking? You and he's busting out all over. All over the meadow and the hill. Busting out of bushes and the rock and river cookies, every little wheel is put aside a mill. Julie, busting out all over. The feeling is getting so intense that the young Virginia troopers have been hugging the big troopers out all the morning while he's on the fair. Because it's you, the busting out all over. The saplings are busting out with sap. The
Lover's found my brother Junior and my sister's even Lunar and my mom's getting kitten weak with Pat. Junior's fussing out all over. I'm sleeping anymore. All the rams that take the UC are determined they'll be nuisance, and the UC fire is even keeping score. Because it's June, just being called it's June.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thanks a million, Celeste. And now, fellas, I see that it's time for us to be heading home. We'll have to secure the good mail call until next week. But then it will be another cruise across the waters of music and fun. This is your skipper, Kathy Downs, reminding you to keep riding and saying so long for a while and smooth sailing.
And so another mail call is secure. Signatures on tonight's log include Jay Starr, Celeste Holmes, Robert Young, Eco March, Jack Benny, and of course your beautiful skipper, Kathy Downs. And remember, another mail call will be coming your way next time you hear. Roger Rooney speaking. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, voice of information and education.